When I first start ministering tonight, I want you to pay close attention. Some things I want you to write down. There's some things I'm trying to get to you. And sometime I think you already know it, and I don't say everything I need to say. So there are people all over the world watching now. In travel, I'm going to specialize in finances, because that's where the church hurting at, in finance. And I've had two bishops call me one day after the other one, because the Lord told me I have to push ministers in finances. The leaders have to get it first. And I have great expectation. Lift one of your hands. Father, we thank you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus that your word will be clear, that we will hear it, be able to receive it and apply it. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. May be seated. In the book of Jude, the book right before Revelation, Jude in the New Testament, and I want you to write this down. I think this is outstanding. Praying in the Spirit stirs up the divinity in you. Praying in the Spirit stirs up the divine nature that is on the inside of you. I never heard it that way until the Holy Spirit told it to me. I've spent hundreds of hours of praying in the Spirit. But he says it stirred up the divinity. In other words, the God-like nature of you is stirred up when you pray in the Spirit. Here in Jude, the apostle revealed to people how to stay in the love of God. The love of God is a spirit realm. You heard that? Yeah, the love of God is in the realm of the Spirit. That's why I say love never faileth. Now, notice in the 17th verse of the book of Jude, it says, "But beloved, remember ye the words which was spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ." So this is the apostolic teaching. Yes, sir. Let me say that again. Yes, sir. Apostolic teaching are taken to a certain dimension, yes, that obviously it would not go. Amen. All right. When you see the apostle in the Bible, you think of another anointing. Yes. All right. Yes, so it's the apostle. You see, the apostle of our Lord Jesus Christ was taught to you, spoken to you. How that they told you there should be mockers in the last time who would walk after their own ungodly lust. Well, we there. But it identified them in the 19th verse. You don't want to be there in the 19th verse. The 19th verse. These be they who separate themselves sensual. See it? What else is that? Having not the Spirit. Now, so in the next verse, he's telling you how to separate yourself spiritually. Yes, sir. Verse 20. Yes, sir. You see what I'm saying? Yes, sir. I think praying in the Spirit, yes, sir, or praying in the Holy Ghost, or praying in tongue, separates you from everybody else.
Amen. Amen.
There are places, because you're a Christian, because you're born of the Spirit, because you're baptized with the Spirit, there are realms and mysteries you can go in at any given moment. Amen. By praying in the Spirit. So Jude 20 says, notice what it says, "But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. What does it say? Praying where? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Then he says the next verse, to keep yourself in the love of God. So praying in the Holy Ghost keep you in the Spirit. It keep you in the love of God. Now, turn to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. Here's the apostle teaching again. There's something I'm going to have to repeat. But I'm going to tell you 6 or 7 things right now. It's holy 2 Peter. When you pray in the Spirit, you enter into a realm called joy unspeakable and full of glory. They just take in a realm where it doesn't matter what's going on. It may all look bad. Amen. But you go into that realm of joy unspeakable and full of glory. And so you can't speak it out. You speak it out in the Spirit. You can't speak it out in the natural. You can't tell somebody what you're feeling.
Right. Right.
And I'm going to give you a scripture for that. 1 Peter 1:8. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. I'm going to take you somewhere else now. Secondly, when you are activating the divinity that is in you by praying in the Spirit, there's another place called peace that passes all understanding.
Yes, sir.
You can get off there in the Spirit. I've been there before. You get peace, yes, you can't, you know what I mean? You're in a realm, you can't explain to somebody unless they're in the Spirit. So you imagine having something that you can't handle and begin to pray in the Spirit and enter into the realm of joy unspeakable and peace that passes all understanding. Even though the problem's standing right over there, but you done gotten another realm, you're gone. And that's the way it's supposed to be. All right? See, praying in the Spirit stir up the divinity in you. Let me say it again.
Yes,
praying in the Spirit stir up the God that's in you.
Yes.
The Jesus that is in you. The Holy Spirit that is in you. The kingdom that is in you. The wisdom that is in you. The grace. See, praying in the Spirit take you into another realm. We're not just folks coming out here sitting in a building. Praying in the Spirit activates the spirit of faith. That's 2 Corinthians 4:13. I might need to read them with you. Because this is powerful. These are all divinity targets we're talking about. Divine targets that Christians should be hitting on a daily basis. Actually, it says the praying in the Spirit caused the spirit of faith to flow freely.
Amen.
Go to 2 Corinthians 4. Go to 2 Corinthians 4. Because I'll do injustice here. I know what I'm saying.
Yes,
but I don't know, you know, I got to make sure you understand.
Yes, sir.
Because these are areas that the average Christian never walk in plentifully. They might stagger into it every now and then, but I'm talking about that it become a normal lifestyle.
Yes, sir.
Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
You know, we talked about joy and speaking full of glory. We talked about the peace that passes all understanding. I'm just at the third one now, the spirit of faith there in 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have in the same spirit of faith.
Yes,
see it? According as it's written, I believe and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. Now, that's another realm there. But praying in the Spirit will cause you to speak. It will cause you to function beyond normal, beyond average, beyond your senses. It also, when you pray in the Spirit, I just heard this word, uncuff. It uncuffs the manifold wisdom of God. Naturally, the manifold wisdom of God is cuffed, locked up. But when a person go to praying in the spirit, they get in the realm where the cuffs are taken off. And not the wisdom of God, the manifold wisdom of God. Insight come to you. Now you got understanding. You got peace that passes all understanding, joy unspeakable. You're flowing in the spirit of faith. And now you're uncuffing the manifold wisdom of God. It releases or it's tapping into the unsearchable riches of Christ. That's Ephesians 2:8, and the other one was Ephesians 3:10, the manifold wisdom of God. You're building in the spirit. You are filling in the spirit. You are drilling in the spirit. Amen. When you're praying in tongues.
Yes.
You hear what I said?
Yes, sir.
You're building in the spirit. You're filling in the spirit. You're drilling in the spirit. You're drinking in the spirit.
Yes.
Up to that point now, if you have enough understanding about that, now you're living in the spirit. See, when you're praying in the spirit, you're drilling to a deeper dimension of understanding.
Yes.
Now I say this to you, and I won't say it again. Go back to 2 Peter. Go back to 2 Peter. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen. There are three other major places you want to go. When you're praying in the spirit, you hold 2 Peter, put something in there. Go to 2 Corinthians 5:17. When you're praying in the spirit, you're activating that new creature. Other words, oh my, listen to this. When you're praying in the spirit, you become a creator. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. See, that new creature is that divine nature. And when you're praying in the spirit, you're activating that new creature. Can you see it? Now, look, you right there, look in 2 Corinthians 5:21. When you're praying in the spirit, you're activating your righteous nature. Or you're activating righteousness. You're activating righteousness. You're activating your creative abilities by miracles, signs, and wonders. Because now you're speaking in the spirit. You're no longer a normal woman or a normal man now. You've shifted gears into another realm. How many of y'all can see that now? Try to see it anyway. Amen. Spot a come to church. Have somebody left this pulpit and spot. Spot what? Oh, that's something else I want to show you. All right. Listen to me. You activating the new creature. I've told you 6 or 7 things already. But you're activating the new creature, you're activating the righteousness of God in you. And I want you to hear this clearly. You're getting yourself where you can operate as a partaker of the divine nature. praying in the Spirit increases your intimacy with God. You just get closer to him. You know, the Bible says, draw nigh to God, he draw nigh to you. You pray in the Spirit, you hit it, but he coming. He's coming because you're talking his language. Praying in the Spirit, get this whole thing. Praying in the Spirit increases your intimacy with God and what he's trying to reveal to you. See it? Now let's read in 2 Peter. Go back to 2 Peter. First verse. Let's establish this fact and let's hit a few points on this. We're talking about praying in the Spirit, stir up the divinity in you. How many of y'all want the divinity to stir up in you? You know what I say about divinity, divine, supernatural? That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the nature of God. I try to explain it about, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, old thing passed away. That's the very nature. When you got born again, you took upon his nature. But his nature is a spiritual nature. Yes. And so when you pray in the Spirit, you're functioning in that. He gave us a way to function in it. Well, I mean, you're born in the Spirit. I mean, you're a child of God. But, I mean, if you want to get further in the dynamics of the Spirit, he gave you another way to do it. Yes, now, the early church got people out of jail and all kind of stuff. Yes, I mean, when the religious folks mess with the early church or the world mess with the early church, they said, we'll be right back.
Amen.
And they went prayed, and they prayed, and they, when they were praying, the place where they were praying shook. Yes. And then they came back. The enemy could not talk on their level.
Yeah.
And that's what should happen to you.
Yeah.
When you pray in the Spirit, the enemy should not be able to talk on your level. There's a level you should leave your problem on. You know your problem, I'm not born again, right? So you got to be aware of, there's no enemy that can stand up to somebody who knows their rights in the Spirit. What I say? When you pray in the Spirit, your rights begin to unfold. Are you seeing me? Are you listening? Now you got to see and you got to hear and you got to understand this tonight. Now you can't, because I'm preparing you for the days of Demarcus. They're out there now. They're trying to legalize everything. They call you correcting something that is wrong hate when the Bible says it's not right. And we can't, you can't soften up now. You can't, you put too much water in Kool-Aid, it don't taste good. I'm trying to say, and they're trying to water things down, but you can't, as a spirit being, you can't let them do it. You may have some thing going on, but that's all right. Stay on the wall.
Yes, sir.
But don't go against God. Ooh, don't go against God. Are you going to shut them all down?
Yes.
Everything you see going against God, listen, it will be shut down. That's why you're not going to be there. It's when you pray in the Spirit, it's a shifting from one realm or one level to another level. You understand what I'm saying? Now, as we read here in 2 Peter, you're going to see some real qualifying things to partake of his nature. You're going to see Apostle John, Apostle Peter talking. You're going to see lack precious faith. You're going to see exceeding great and precious promises. All these are activated when you're praying in the Spirit. They most likely won't be activated just because you're saying it. Because you got to deal with the hull. You know, we all wearing a hull, you know. Yeah, you got to be peeled back.
Yes.
In the Spirit.
Yes.
Yeah, so when you pray in tongue, you're peeling in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
You're no longer on the outside, you're on the inside now. You're on the inside of you, and you're on the inside of God. You're on the inside of the Holy Ghost. You're on the inside of Jesus when you're praying in the Spirit. Nothing left to be afraid about. Are you following me? You're stirring up Herobasha. You're stirring up the divinity in you. That's why people tremble when a Holy Ghost woman start praying. Everybody get afraid. Ya da la la ya ya. So listen, no more barrenness. No more fruitlessness. And I don't want you walking around with no gift. You got nine of them. You should have one ready to manifest all the time. You can't pray in tongue without activating the gift. Because when you hit a certain spiritual level, the gift say, uh-oh. Word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning spirit, I got somebody to use. You see what I'm saying? See, because you increase your capacity to receive from God. See, when you start praying in the Spirit, your capacity start opening up. Your volume is bigger. You listening?
Yes, sir.
Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ. Notice who he's talking to. To them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his what? Underline that. Because you're stirring up divine power. When you pray in the Spirit. What did I say?
Stirring up what?
Divine power. Come on now, let that, let that sink down in you. When you're praying, you're stirring up divine power. What? You mean to tell me that I can stir up divine power anytime I get ready?
Yes,
in my car?
Yes,
stirring up divine power, stirring up the divinity in me, stirring up the God, the Jesus that in me. Taking over the natural. Circumstances. Situation. Accusation. Can't affect me now. I'm not dependent on the government. I've gone into another zone, to another realm, to another status. According to his divine power given unto us, how many things? That pertain unto life and godliness. Through the knowledge of him who have called us to glory and virtue. Now notice verse 4. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes.
Now praying, we're saying praying in the Spirit stirs up your divinity.
Yes,
how many understand what I'm saying? I don't want to pass. See, it stirred. That's why I went over the new creature. What else I went over? Y'all don't know what I went over? The new creature, I told you, 2 Corinthians 5:17, righteousness, 2 Corinthians 5:21, and there's another one I went over, what? The divine nature. And then we talk about joy and speak about peace that passes all understanding. All of this is in praying in the Spirit. You know how much these tickets would be you had to pay to get them here for a year, all that? You know what kind of concert this would be? Sometimes we just sit back and say, oh, yeah, we had Bible study. Baby, this is something you hear. You're going to need this in life, but you're leaving normality. See. You're getting in a crouch status. Come on, let it happen. Because see, that's what this is all about. This is not about just coming here. It's about you being ready to make your next step. You know what I'm saying? This is not Sunday school, baby. This is going in the spirit realm and pulling out things that make you victorious all the time. My God. You listening?
Yes, sir.
So let me try to read this, though. I'm gonna give you four or five more things, and then he says here, in the fourth verse, whereby given to us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be, there it is now, partakers of the divine nature. Now that's very important there, partakers of the divine nature. So because of that, you've escaped. Now, when we look at Paul and Silas in the 16th chapter of Acts, we look in the 12th chapter of Acts when they had Peter locked up. They escaped by the Spirit. Paul told Silas, let's pray. How do you think they prayed? You can't pray to my name. My Lord, send somebody by you. Who did they do to find it? You need to do something supernatural. They prayed in the spirit. They were planning on cutting Peter's neck off. They had him locked in the inner jail. But the church was in prayer. Some boy was on the way to prayer, and that little devilish girl was there, and had not they been in the spirit, she acted nice. These are the men of the Most High God. Why you won't mess with somebody saying that? These are the men. He said, come out, devil. Because they were in the spirit, and the outside outfit didn't move them. You better stop letting the outside outfit move you and be discerning in the spirit, perceiving in the spirit. Ah, anybody can hold a good conversation. But Christians should be above a good conversation. Are you clean? Are you real? When you pray in the Holy Ghost, you become a discerner. The fake don't take. You see clean through it. You're going to be hard to fool after tonight. You don't know who you're messing with. But you're going to be able to see clean through it. Paul saw clean through that girl. Because when I was a young Baptist boy, I said, the girl was saying that she, I didn't know nothing about no demon. I said, the girl saying nice things about her. But I was looking in one realm. I'm a church Baptist boy. I want everybody nice. She got a demon in her. And he called it out. Mm. And he called it out. Turn to Acts 16. I ain't going no further. Turn to Acts 16. Let's see some demonstration of stirring up divinity. And every Christian needs to know how to stir up their divinity by praying in the Holy Ghost. Stir yours up by 10 seconds. Go ahead. Y'all don't love my shot. I'm looking through you. I'm going to see if you ain't got it. I'm coming to get you. All right, look at chapter 16 there, look. Yeah, I know. Acts 16, 16. See, when you stir up your divinity, you're protected. Why? Because nobody can slip a Mickey on you. See what I'm saying? And you even, when you pray in the Spirit, you even can't fool yourself. You call yourself on the carpet. Man, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have done that. You know, anybody know what I'm talking about? It straighten you out, won't it? If you pray in the Spirit a while, it'll straighten you out. It'll call you on the carpet and show you what you did and make you get straight. See, we pray in English, we can lie. We can say, I'm the nicest person in the world, Lord. I love you. Oh, my goodness. Preach myself happy here. See, this puts you in another class. You came to this class tonight for a reason. This putting you in another class. You go over these notes and you listen to the voice of the Spirit and you start working on things. Things that you need worked on. You turn into another person when you start praying in the Spirit. I notice here in Acts 16, 16. And it came to pass as we went to where?
Prayer.
I wonder how they was going to pray. See, these are holy, these tongue talkers.
Yes,
in the book of Acts, after Acts 2, all you got in there is tongue talkers.
Yes,
that's why the early church was so powerful. They had so many miracles. They prayed in the Spirit. We done got so many religion and denomination almost stripped us of tongue.
Yes, yeah.
Got some now. See, it's not right. And it caused a certain amount of powerlessness. And it came to pass that we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought our master much gain by soothsaying. Now notice verse 17. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. I'm going to teach you something. To move in the Spirit, you have to be sure you're led by the Spirit. Because sometimes it's not time to say nothing. Notice in the 18th verse. And I say something, hold up. You might not catch them the first day. But if you praying in tongue on a daily basis, you shall catch them.
Amen.
You know she was saying this many days. This she did many days. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved. They say the Bible said grieved, not the Spirit.
Yes,
yeah. Oh my. There's a rim you can be in if somebody say something or certain thing, you know they're lying or something else, you just grieve.
Yeah.
You know it's not God.
Yeah.
But it was 15 scripture. Oh, I told you that. So, they be talking scriptures. But their heart not right. And if a person clean and tune in, when they come around a person who's not tuned in, it grieves that person when they go to talking. Being grieved, turn and say it to the spirit. He wasn't talking to the woman. I'm not talking to you. He turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. Look what the spirit did. Came out. You right there, look up in the Acts 16, let's go to Acts 16, let's see, Paul, 20, where Paul got locked up at? 22, the Motorola, 25. Acts 16, 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed. Now they had been brought in, it was locked, they beaten, they took their clothes, put them in the inner jail. You read up to the 20th verse, come on down. But at midnight, what you do at midnight? How many of y'all ever had a midnight? I ain't talking about no 12 o'clock. I'm talking about when it looked like you can't see your way. Those times come in your life for a reason. At midnight, Paul and Silas praying. Now, my question is, when I was studying, how do you think they prayed? In the spirit. You know Paul was filled with the Holy Ghost, right? Because he said he prayed, he told the church at Corinth, I pray in the spirit more than you all. Whole church. Prayed and sing praises unto God, and they were probably singing in the spirit. And the prisoners heard them. They wasn't like some of y'all do. Man, they were on a dollar cotton on that. They was praying out loud. Pray with some fools. Don't just say the same syllable. Let something else come out. Pandalala boom ba sa ya ya. Yield to the spirit. Ask the spirit, give order. You felt that? Pray like that about 15 minutes, all y'all be crawling on the floor. I'm good. With force, with authority, with assurance that you have divine power coming out of your mouth that came out of your spirit. I'm not saying, no! You're supposed to shake up three worlds. Hell's supposed to come to attention. When you, now the Spirit just give me this, now you never heard this before. When you're praying in the Spirit, you are saluting your divinity. Why? Because you changed rank. I'm saluting my divinity in me. You know? My goodness. My goodness. Jump from verse 25 to verse 26. How many of y'all want some more suddenly good things in your life? You're creating the atmosphere for suddenly when you pray in the Spirit. It can happen any second because God does not work in a time zone. The time is you and I. Every prayer we waited on, it was us. Every confession we waited on, it was us. God right there, he said, all right. See, God don't wait my time. So if God don't wait my time, who is the delayer? I am. But you see, when you're praying in the Spirit, you're passing the delay station. Whoever listens, something suddenly about to happen for them. Yes, yes. Because the Spirit just told us that praying in the tongue activates suddenly. God didn't say, I'm gonna come back and get you out tomorrow night after I figure it out. Did he? He didn't say that, did he? No, he says suddenly. That was a great earthquake. What brought the suddenly? What brought the earthquake? Praying in the Spirit. Praising God in the Spirit. Sometime you need to get along by yourself. Pray in the Spirit. Begin to praise God in the Spirit. Begin to dance in the Spirit. Oh my goodness. Oh. Oh my goodness. Oh, things can happen. I've seen a few suddenlies in my life. One was my daughter. She had some type of growth in her head, something messing with her, and she came to me and showed it to me, and her mom, and I just popped her hair back. I said, in the name of Jesus, my daughter, loose. It disappeared. My wife right there, my daughter. That's years ago. The doctors remind me when they first came to the church, they'd been trying to have a baby for a long time. Two doctors came and I laid a hand on them, and suddenly she was pregnant. It can happen. You heard about the little girl with the cancer situation on Sunday. I mean, Doc said he calling for somebody to cover. Y'all better, Doc try to get him to come up here, man. This is a good place to be covered. Oh, yeah. But, you know, they won't go think about it. You don't think about no covering. It's freezing in the room. And somebody bring you a piece of cover and say, I'm thinking about it. I might use it. Hallelujah. Let me close. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's sit down. Let's see this out now, Chloe.
Yes. Okay.
And suddenly there was a great earthquake, number one, so that the foundation, plural, of the prison was shaken. Two. And immediately.
Yes,
oh, shucks, man. It got suddenly and immediately up in here. You see it? All the doors was open.
Come on.
And everyone's band was loose. And then you know, went through some acrobats there. Oh my. Now the church in the book of Acts 12, in praying for this Peter, one way I know they was praying in the spirit, they don't know when the prayer was answered. They're still praying. Peter knocking at the door. But praying in the spirit activates angels to come to your rescue, to handle something you can't handle. Because the angel, the one woke Peter up. Peter sleeping.
That's right, yes, sir. Angel.
And led him out.
That's right.
And then he went and knocked on the door, and the little girl come there and tried to tell him. He said, "Oh, that must be what did he say it was? An angel?" Write this down. When you're praying in the spirit, you're releasing new desires. Desires. You're releasing new desires. Divine desires. You're removing all doubt. You listening?
Yes, sir.
You're regulating every decision. You are restoring full dominion. You are rending the enemy defeat.
Yes, Lord.
You got that? Rejoice, for this is a day or a night you begin to operate in stronger dimension.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Decreeing a thing is not only in your known language. So the revelation of how to start decreeing from your divinity. A lot of time when you're praying in the spirit, you're decreeing things on a higher level. Praying in the spirit stops you from interrupting God. What he's trying to do for you. You know, because you would have shriven because God way over here. God, you'd way down here talking about this. No, God said, not here, we're going up here.
Yes.
And so when you're praying in the spirit, you're decreeing things that God been trying to get through to you. So you're agreeing with God on another level.
Yes.
Not your thinking level.
Yes.
Your drinking level.
Yes.
Because when you pray in the spirit, you're drinking that new wine.
Yes.
Listen, I'm about to say something. Drunk. Ness is only an invitation of holiness.
All right.
When a person is naturally drunk, you ain't doing me nothing. You ain't talking to me. Man got two guns in hand. You ain't talking to me. He drunk. In the spirit. There's a boldness. And a divine backup. That is happening to you. Now write 1 Corinthians 14:2 because I'm going to give you another point here. When you're praying in the spirit, you listening?
Yes.
You impregnating your divinity with fresh anointing continuously. Wow. You heard that?
Yes.
When you're praying in the spirit, you impregnating your divinity with fresh anointing continuously. I had an importation of 106 ministers today.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Listen.
Yeah.
This is where you're supposed to be living.
Uh-huh.
When you pray much in your spirit, you're going to step into a zone called supply unlimited. But you got to keep praying. Just keep praying the spirit. Just praying the spirit, you know. Supply unlimited. Now write down Acts 4:23-33, because I'm not taking this back home with me. Acts 4:23-33. The early church boldness came through praying in the spirit. Acts 2:1-4, and then going into Acts 3, miracles come through praying in the spirit, anointing. Let's look at Acts 4 and close. Call it in my Bible a prayer for boldness. Religious folk go to messing with them, you know, he went to messing with them. They just had the miracle, and they just put trying to give everybody credit but God. And the Bible says in the 23rd verse, hallelujah, I'm going to read this down. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord. Hear that, Abashat. And said, Lord, thou God, which hath made heaven and earth and the sea and all that in them is, who by the mouth of thy servant David said, why did the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. For of a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, were gathered together. For to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. And now, Lord. Now what I'm telling you, you're here in English. These guys are not just praying in English. They're English for you. Some other praying went on there. And now, Lord, behold, they're threatening. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to show you what happened. I'm going to tell you why. God had to be praying. And now, Lord, behold, they're threatening. And grant unto thy servant that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child, Jesus. Now watch what happened. Verse 31. And when they had prayed, now you didn't hear the whole prayer.
Amen.
You know why you didn't hear the whole prayer? Who know in your why you didn't hear the whole prayer? Huh? All right, that's not a good enough answer though. No. Why the whole prayer not in here? Huh? Because they can't write it. You can't write what the Spirit is saying unless He give you an interpretation of it. We're not in an interpretation text. We're in a text to show us how powerful prayer really is.
Yes.
I don't know how long these people prayed.
Yes.
In the Spirit.
Yes.
We got the English part.
Yes.
A person who's not baptized in the Holy Ghost may think they just said this.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. Somebody say shalabakata. Somebody said something in the Spirit, partner. Because it activated miracles.
Yeah.
Look, no, no. And when they pray, when they had prayed, the prayers were shaken.
Yeah.
I'm gonna almost say something that the Lord may have mercy on me. I don't believe the Holy Ghost gonna show up like this for English.
Yeah.
I believe somebody had a stirrer.
Yeah.
When they had prayed, the prayers were shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all, see that? Filled with the Holy Ghost, fresh filling. You see, already full. And they spake the word of God with boldness. Look what happened. And the multitude of them that believed were one heart and of one soul. Neither of them that aught of the thing which he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. Look what happened. Verse 33. Look what happened. And with great power give the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right, that's enough. That's enough.
Hallelujah.
That's enough. That's enough. Wait a minute. My, my, my. Remind you, let me remind you of this. When you're praying in the Spirit,
yes, sir.
Answer me.
Yes, sir.
You are birthing.
Yes, sir.
Supernaturalness is taking place. Got it?
Yes, sir.
Don't pray in the Spirit with a natural mindset. Yield to the supernatural and be ready to write.
Amen.
My goodness. My goodness. Read this one. Praying in the Spirit or praying in the Holy Ghost will keep you living in the overflow. There will be no such thing as lack, famine, and crisis.
Hallelujah.
All your situation will be dealt with while you're praying.
Amen.
I like the one. Prayer in the Spirit cause you to lose your natural mind.
Amen.
Who said you're not going to make it?
Glory to
God. Amen.
Amen.
If you lift your hand, if you need your envelope, and remember I talk about tithing Sunday, and I'm working on receiving the wonders of heaven, blessing, understanding for the body of Christ. Because it's time for you to live in the overflow.
Yes,
the average and the middle class life, you listen,
yes,
is not designed by God for you.
Amen.
I'm looking at you. Yes. Not designed God by you, for you. So you understand that. You understand that. There's a place in God that there's supernatural finances. While they were getting their offering together, you who are watching by LeroyThompson.tv and Roku and the internet, YouTube, we welcome you into the service. We see you've been given strongly, and we've been praying over your seed. We receive a partner from Germany today. And But I've just told you about that one, but others come in, partners coming in. What's happening? Pastors and bishops are calling me, and they're becoming partners. It's because the Lord have me aiming now to minister to pastors and leaders so the flock can catch on to the propheticness of money coming. He sent it to the whole church, you see. He just used me as an instrument, but God is touching men and women of God's heart. Well, I'm sending love out to them. And in my daily prayer, my daily confession, because I know I'm signed to the body of Christ with this message. I'm not going everywhere, but you can connect by being a partner. Because as I said to one bishop, if you're not connected, you can congratulate all you want. You got to be connected. You got to recognize. I go back to when the I was preaching at Creflo, and I had preached the early service. I think Creflo himself at his own church was supposed to preach the next service, but the Spirit of God fell, poured out, and I tell you. Everything was out of control, in control. I stood back to my seat. That happened to me at Fred Price too. I stood back to my seat, and I was just standing there. I was half in, half out. So that's why I don't talk to people too much when I get out of the pulpit about nothing. You can see I'm a mule and call it a motorcycle. Could I be half gone? My children, I told them, watch, don't let nobody talk to me too much. I'll be going to give everything away. Because you're just in the spirit of it. You know, you just the love of God.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, man walked up to me and put his finger in my face. And he says, and he's a great prosperity teacher. But he said to me, I know who you are. Well, he understood, and I understood what he was saying. It was the Spirit talking that I have a special message for the body of Christ on financial freedom. You can teach about it, and you can have a lot of revelation, but it don't make you have a special message, a special word. And so I have a word for the body of Christ. Well, when that first bishop called me, he called my son. He may be looking now, but I appreciate him. He got a real large ministry. He called my son and said, I need to talk to your dad. Tell him to call me if you get a chance. So I called him, and he says, I just heard you teach on don't go after money. And he said, while I was sitting there, I listened to four more of your service, about 4 hours. He said, I'm sitting there crying like a baby. He says, man, that's something special you got. See, the church need it. And we talk very cordially. And then today, I'm sitting out on my gazebo. I've been praying. And I didn't have my phone with me, but I had one of my iPads. And if that phone close enough, you can talk on that iPad. The phone rang. I hit another bishop, complete out another state. He said, man, you're on my mind. We hadn't talked in years. But they said almost identically the same thing. He said, man, I know that message you got is special for us. And there are more going to call. Because I think we're in another season, another time. Some more things about to happen, all right? All right, you got your envelope. If I get my